Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Trump or Biden? Better for your portfolio.
I love this conversation. This is a fear that's happening.
Wait, I say Trudeau. I just wanted to get everybody's attention. Now they're all really angry right now in Alberta and they're listening. So Trump or Biden?
And shock value. This is going to be the biggest conversation that investors are going to have for the next 10 months, maybe next 12 months.
Right.
Even after the president is the president,
right.
You know, that's what's going to happen. So it's, and I can say that because both are former presidents or current president, and they'll still be a president again. So anyways, the point is, there's a lot of debate upon policies. There's a lot of debate upon opportunities. Here's one thing I want to kind of just mention. I think people need to kind of let it sink in. Election times are the only times where voters believe that politicians are telling the truth.
Right. Every time.
And as soon as they're elected, that's when they're like, oh, you lied. This is not our first rodeo.
Right.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Right. And so this is the time where, well, Trump said this, Biden said that, Trump's doing this, Biden's doing that. When has any politician, not these two, when has any politician had the reputation that they're 100% honest?
Right.
Well, and they're going to execute what they say.
Yeah, and it's impossible, right? Because it's the process of being elected versus the process of being in power. Mm-hmm. Those are two different things, right? And correct. This is what we talk about. So there's going to be a lot of stuff thrown around, a ton of headlines.
But I love these opportunities.
Right.
And let's take it from a stock side. You take the bond side, I'll take the stock side. Okay?
Yeah.
I look at this opportunity. Let's pick on Donald Trump. If Trump wins, he's going to have a certain policy or policies and a viewpoint of what he'd like to see the direction of the nation. Well, in those policies is opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And let's make up a couple of examples. Again, I'm making this up. This is not fact. If Trump says, I'm going to go everything but electric vehicles, mm-hmm. I'm going coal, nuclear, we're drilling more oil. Where do you think money's going to be made?
Well, I'm going to guess maybe in nuclear, coal, and oil.
Perfect.
Okay.
Let's go to the anti-Trump group. We don't want Trump. We don't like Trump. We're going to move our capital. Where are they going to move their capital to?
Hmm. Well, there could be any number of spots around the world that it could go.
Correct. In those spots, where's the highly likelihood it's going to end up in, I don't know, communist countries?
Right. Probably not that high.
Right. Is it going to be in a place where there's free economy, easy to move money back and forth, and has a stable government system?
Because
they're running away from what's perceived to be unstable.
Right.
Isn't there an opportunity to make money there?
Yeah.
Let's do the same thing with Biden. Let's say he's going to crush the energy market.
Right.
He's going to make sure that not a single oil is drilled ever again. It's all going to be alternative fuel. Let's assume that. Again, I'm making this up.
Yep.
Isn't there money in that?
Well, I might look at wind and solar power and alternative energy sources as a potential opportunity to invest.
There's opportunity in both sides.
Right.
What happens is people take on this emotive response to if they're in favor or not of the person that's going to be the next president, and they assume it's full disaster.
Right.
I have questioned to anybody that's listening.
Yep.
Go back in history over every single president.
Right.
Pick your least favorite president in history. Was there opportunity to make money, and how did it go?
We were talking before coming on air. Just a little bit about some of the experiences we had this week. And there was a comment made that I thought was really interesting by a client. It said, I don't think about how to make money. I worry about what could go wrong, right? And so this is what's going to happen over the coming months as we get closer to this election. The headlines gear up and the rhetoric gears up. People are going to start to worry about what goes wrong. And they're going to forget to look for where we can make money.
And then the second line after when he said that was, that's your job, Faisal.
Right.
You go find where to make money. I don't think about that.
Right.
I'm worried about what can go wrong.
Right.
So this is where your advisory team, your portfolio managers. You really need to understand their playbook on finding opportunities.
Right. And you mentioned, we've talked about stocks. You mentioned on the fixed income side. So remember, it's not just about stocks, right? You apply the same thing to the bond market. What country do I want to be invested in? Which kinds of bonds do I want to own? Do I want them corporate? Do I want them government or sovereign bonds and credit quality? So it's the same process there. And remember, it's not just about stocks and bonds. You also have this other traditional asset class called cash, which may be paying a good rate or not. And then you go beyond those three traditional asset classes to the alternative space.
We talked about that today.
Right. And so there's all kinds of places to go, and your strategy has to be multi-layered, right? If you're out there and you're trying to make an all-in bet on what you think, who's going to win, first of all, and then when they win, what they're going to do, boy, that's a risky bet.
I was talking to a few of our partners out in New York and Toronto. And they said, when you're starting to pick companies right now, Faisal, we need to start looking at what is the opportunity for this company to thrive in all different scenarios. We're using Trump and Biden. Mm-hmm. What about higher, lower interest rates, higher inflation, lower inflation? When you have redomiciling manufacturing, all these different issues that are out there, what companies can prevail through that?
Right.
When you start doing the research, on a fixed income side or an equity side, those companies are still going to come to the top.
Right.
And I'll give you an example. There are companies that are doing fantastic, making huge amounts of profit. Their stocks are up 100, 200% in the last couple of years, and they're not even in countries like China.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
Right.
There are companies that are just were involved with China, not as much, and are still thriving in their valuation of their company.
Right.
They're still growing at a faster rate than the global economy. They're still able to take on more market share. It is interesting to see how we take a big paintbrush and say, if this person is in power, and we'll have the same conversation next year when we go to the Canadian election, and if it could be, you know, whichever one, pick your color and whoever that's going to be, and whatever your political views are on this, there's an opportunity to make money here.
Well, and here's the key is people need to pause, right? What's going to have to happen over the next 2 years, because we've got two big elections in North America, you're going to have to pause. You're going to have to allow yourself to experience whatever political belief and experience you're going to have with that. Okay, have it. But that doesn't translate into what's going to happen in the global economy. And then you need to step back and you need to work with a team. If you don't have the ability to do that, to make sure that somebody's looking for, this is where the money is going. We need to follow that money because that's where we're going to make some dough.
Can I pick on one country as an example, just to take people outside of the North American borders, just to get an idea of what the messaging is behind here? If I was to tell you 20 years ago, invest in a country like India because there's opportunity, and you looked at the political landscape and what was going on there from everything that's happened in India, if you got all the news stories, because we don't get that much here in North America, but if you got blasted all the news stories, you would say, stay the hell away from that country. There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of uncertainty. They have nothing in order. We got a problem. Okay. What was the number one index in the world over the last 20 years?
I'm going to guess the Indian.
Yeah. So you lost out on that opportunity because of a political view, not the potential and the returns of the company.
All right. So it's complex, my friend. We got to pull it all together and make it understandable in a cohesive strategy for people.
That strategy we're going to show you on Tuesday, April 16th, 7 p.m. at the Silver Springs Golf Course. You do need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. In Lethbridge, we're coming on May 7th at the Sandman Signature Hotel. Don't forget, register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
And don't forget that you can access any of our past segments on morethanmoneyradio.com or download the More Than Money podcast whenever you can listen to it and whatever you want. I want to thank you for tuning in this week. to a new edition of More Than Money. Join us next week for another one. Faisal and I look forward to talking to you then.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund, an investment industry regulatory organization of Canada.